You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com. You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com. You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
Welcome back to EV News Daily. Coming up today, Longbow Motors launches their lightweight EV sports cars. The Jaguar Type 00 makes its first appearance, and Renault updates the Megane E-Tech. Plus, stay tuned, because later in the show, I'll tell you what specific option can convince car buyers to go electric. Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you are in the world. Welcome to EV News Daily, your trusted source of EV information for Thursday, 13th of March. I'm Martin Lee, and I go through every EV story so you don't have to. Have a look in your feed for some recent bonus shows that I've been making, and a recent bonus show about Toyota's unveiling this week of a completely refreshed BZ4X, a CHR Plus, as they're calling it, and also some other cars which will be unveiled mainly for European cars, I think, to avoid those CO2 fines coming in. But 6 to 9 new EVs over the next few years from Toyota. We profiled that in a special bonus show. Have a look in your feed. Well, Patreon supporters would have got those shows first before I put it into the public RSS feed, and also they get them ad-free. You can get your podcasts before anybody else and get them ad-free by clicking on a link in the show notes. So yeah, let's start with that really interesting story about Longbow Motors. You haven't heard of them before, I imagine. They're based in the UK. Three executives from the EV industry have got together to launch their first models next year. Two sports car variants are on the plan, the Speedster and the Roadster. They say they're all about the speed of lightness, which appeals to me because I'm a Norfolk boy, you see. I'm from East Anglia, not too far from Hethel in East Anglia, where Lotus are. And of course, Lotus in Formula One and Colin Chapman were all about adding lightness. And, well, in an EV world with heavy batteries, it's difficult to add lightness, but they say they're about the speed of lightness. So this appealed to me. I thought I'd give it a quick mention. They claim that they can be the successor to cars like the Lotus Elise and the Jaguar E-Type. They're calling them featherweight electric vehicles. Wow, I mean, it's less than 1,000 kilos, less than 900 kilos, actually, which is about 1,900 pounds. They have the same mechanical base, but different body styles, and so they say, you know, performance 0 to 62 miles an hour, 3.5 seconds, a lightweight car, and maybe 280 miles of range for these. Production will be small scale in the UK, handcrafted custom aluminium chassis for stiffness, they say. They'll make 150 speedsters from $110,000, including taxes. I like this idea because I like small runs. I like the cottage industry that is the UK automotive small industry. We do some fascinating things here with motorsport, a lot of Formula One's based here as well. And so I like it. I like their attitude. They're not trying to dominate the world, but they said, hey, we got an idea to try and add lightness to electric vehicles. I wish them all the best. Good luck to those guys. The founders are Daniel Davey, Mark Tapscott, and Jeremy Kisu. They are from
electric boat companies, from Tesla as well, and also Lucid and BYD. So some decent EV chops there at that new company. Good luck to them. Now to a brand you will have heard of, Jaguar. The type Jaguar Type 00 electric vehicle concept was always going to be debuted, but not at a typical automotive event. They went to the Paris Fashion Show. Made its first public appearance since December last year. It is this two-door, boxy design, very, very long bonnet, looking very Thunderbirds-y, if that makes sense. And so they showed off the vehicle, previewing what's to come from Jaguar as they throw out everything that was the past of Jaguar. So if you like Jags of old, that's all gone, and now this is new Jaguar. And they want to appeal to, by the looks of it, a new demographic, a new type of buyer. They want to modernise the brand for the electric era. CEO Adrian Martel telling the Sunday Times that the new lineup will be priced between £150,000 $180,000 to $200,000 equivalent. So very much moving up a price bracket, or several actually, for Jaguar. So rather than going for, you know, scale and some more budget options, Jaguar saying, at least with the Jaguar brand, that they will they'll go more expensive. The first model is this luxury GT. Managing Director Rawdon Glover said in an Autocar interview recently that they're right in the midst of public road testing for the launch, entering a different phase with the new logo of Jaguar, the new design of Jaguar. From what I can gather, from what I've seen of all their marketing material, this is they deleted all their social media accounts to start from zero. Very much, you know, you don't delete all of your Instagram posts or all of your history of your company as if you aren't trying to. That message is forget what's gone before, judge us on what's coming, which is interesting because Jaguar had a decent sized fan base. But maybe they thought they were the wrong type of buyers. Maybe people like me, you know, in their 40s, getting on a bit now. Maybe they want kids to buy them. I don't know. The new branding doesn't appeal to me personally, but it will obviously appeal to some sort of focus group because they've spent a lot of money on it. And so they say that the 986 horsepower top tier version of it is going to be a huge amount of fun, aiming for 430 miles of range or 692 kilometers in its most efficient version, not the most high power version. So we'll wait and see. Production is starting mid 2026. Until then, we can't wait to see what Jaguar come with. Now, Renault is updating the Mégane E-Tech Electric. Renault has refreshed the Mégane by adding a new Esprit Alpine trim and several tech upgrades as well. The latest model improvement features one pedal driving, bi-directional 11 kilowatt charger on board, and plug and charge. The overall design and drive of the compact EV, available for the last 4 years, remains mostly unchanged though. Now, previously, Renault's electric vehicles lacked one pedal driving, as in pure bring you down to a stop one pedal driving. Now no more. The Ampere electric division has created a new system which lets drivers adjust the braking regen with paddle shifters on the steering wheel. All a bit Hyundai, that is. Renault explains it reduces brake pad wear, uses the harvested energy to extend range, and makes the overall driving experience smoother. Yeah, we know that, Renault. We know what regen is, going down to a complete stop. Thank you for doing it. We know it harvests energy. Maybe they are addressing that to people who don't know what regen is. One pedal driving is available on the new models and can be added to existing units made from March 2024. Also getting the feature, the Renault 5, the Renault 4, and the Scenic E-Tech. The updated Mégane has this 11 kilowatt bidirectional AC onboard charger, like I say, that can send energy back to the grid. You have to use the Mobilize power box for that, and that's the charging station that their EV division Mobilize will sell you. A 22 kilowatt version is also available on that, and so obviously pretty hardcore vehicle to load, but vehicle to home stuff in there as well, powering home appliances and even charging other electric vehicles when you're out on the road. Pricing for the revised Mégane E-Tech starts at €41,000 or $43,000 equivalent for the Techno trim in Germany, Techno, and the Esprit Alpine trim will cost about €3,000 more. In France, it starts at €39,500. They do have the Bonus Écologique in France, which will reduce the price down to about €35,000. Now, Geely has announced the pricing for its EX5 SUV in Australia. You know what? Australia's getting some pretty cracking Chinese cars at at pretty cracking prices. Maybe I need to do a show about a bonus podcast about Aussies getting all these good EVs. There's plenty of them. And of course, at the Everything Electric show last weekend in Sydney, there were plenty on show. Well, Geely announced pricing for the EX5. It's an electric SUV. It's coming to Australia. The complete variant, that's the trim level, starts at $41,000. The Inspire model is $45,000, not including on the road fees. In New South Wales, the EX5 comes to $44,200 for the complete and $48,000 for the Inspire. Both trims have a single motor, front wheel drive, 160 kilowatt motor. The battery is lithium iron phosphate, 60.2 kilowatt hours. Driving range, around 260 miles, around 420 kilometers. Full LED lighting, heated front seats in faux leather. The Inspire Edition adds 19-inch alloys, a sunroof with a shade, a powered tailgate, and even massaging front seats for a vehicle that starts at, $41,000 and for that top spec is $45,000 for some buyers as well. Now, to attract early buyers, Geely has extended its pre-launch offer until the end of April. Customers who order during this time will receive 3 years of free servicing, although EVs don't require much servicing, but sometimes you've got to do it just for the warranty, eh? 1 year of free charging on the EV network and free home charger installation, even premium paint at no extra cost as well. Now, for context, what will that car cost you where you are listening around the world? Well, for my European listeners, I'll give it to you in pounds, because you can get to euros pretty quickly from that, only slightly higher. The current exchange rate from Aussie dollars to British pounds is about half. It's about 48 pence per Aussie dollar, but you can roughly halve it. So based on that, 40,000 Aussie dollars is 19,500 British pounds. So we're talking about a car here, a good-sized SUV, full of great spec, starting at £20,000 equivalent. Let me do the US dollar conversion. The exchange rate is about 63 cents per Aussie dollar. So 40,000 Aussie dollars is about 25,000 US dollars. Wow, that is fantastic pricing. In fact, that is more than fantastic pricing. That changes so much for so many people in Australia who would like to get an EV at a good size, at a great price. This beats out combustion. It's not just price parity with combustion. This actually massively beats combustion before you factor in running costs. That is crazy pricing. We got some more Australian pricing coming up in just a moment. Stick around. We'll take a very short break. And when we come back, we'll talk Kia EV3 launching down under. Stick around. Back in a mo.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time. And then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call. Because real protection means showing up. Even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call. Because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Warm season's greetings to you all.
All Sorry, welcome back to the podcast. Get your shows ad-free, and you can be part of the Patreon gang if you want. Get your name in the Hall of Fame. Join the list of legends by being an executive producer. That's $10 a month, and or more, as some individuals and companies like to do and support the show. We put the names every day at evnewsdaily.com. Now, Kia's EV3 small SUV hits Aussie showrooms later this month, and it starts at $47,000. Driveway price is $49,000 in most states with all the taxes, except WA, where it's a little bit more. The base model has a 58 kilowatt hour battery, WLTP 271 miles, 150 kilowatt single motor on the front wheels. GT line starts about $68,000 drive away. Standard model fits somewhere between those. Now, the EV3 Air spec, long range, has the 81 kilowatt hour battery. That adds goes 375 miles or over 600 kilometers of range. And again, would be drive away about $56,500, a bit more in Western Australia. Higher spec Earth and GT line trims with the big battery will take you up to about $68,000 at the very top for the big battery top spec. Of course, built on the version of the EGMP architecture, 400-volt version of that, unlike the larger EV6 and EV9 at 800 volts. Still, charging speeds are good, over 100 kilowatts on the small battery, 130 on the big battery, and you get to 10 to 80 in about half an hour in both cases. No news yet on all-wheel drive versions. Performance GT model, I think we've seen some spy pics coming out of South Korea. Not really a story I put in the podcast because it's, well, it's kind of a one-liner story. There were spy pics of the EV3 GT seen in Korea. That's it. That's the whole story. I mean, I could put it in the podcast. In fact, I think I just did. Rivian is next in the news, unveiling hands-free driving and rally mode, a big software update called 2025.06, enhanced highway assist, allowing hands-free driving for Gen 2 R1Ss and R1Ts on compatible highways. An infrared camera ensures the driver stays attentive. Later this year, Rivian will expand the hands-free system to more highways and selected roads. Next year, they'll offer hands-off, eyes-off on Gen 2 vehicles. The autonomy platform developed by Rivian uses 11 cameras, 5 radars, and a full 360-degree view. Rivian claims its cameras have the highest resolution of any vehicle in North America, and the radars improve object detection at great distances. The software update adds rally driving mode for dual-motor vehicles, enhancing steering and throttle responses, they say, on ice, mud, dirt, and even asphalt. On top of that, you can now add the performance upgrade after purchase. You have to get this either from new or in inventory stock, but now you can just add it as an OTA update if you want to get your credit card out. And for Gen 1 and Gen 2 dual motor vehicles with the standard, large, or max battery packs, it is $5,000 US, about 7,000 Canadian, and it will boost your power to 665 horsepower, if I recall correctly. That's about 500 kilowatts of power if you want to make your vehicle even better. Now, Volkswagen, I thought this was coming because they did the big deal with Rivian, who we just mentioned, to create that joint venture for Rivian to help VW with EV software. And so you won't be surprised to hear Volkswagen is now cutting 1,600 jobs in their own software division called CARIAD. They'll cut the jobs by the end of the year. It's 30% of the 6,000 employees, and it'll mainly happen through redundancies. A Volkswagen spokesperson confirming that software developers are not affected by the layoffs. 2 years ago, Volkswagen Group CEO Oliver Blum reviewed the struggling subsidiary, which was not profitable, and reduced CARIAD's importance within the group. Of course, when the Rivian deal was done, I think the writing was on the wall, wasn't it? CARIAD will instead refocus on key technologies like autonomy, infotainment, and cloud services, data processing, and even back-end solutions. They say the company linked delays in developing key electric models like Audis and Porsches to delays at CARIAD. Well, Porsche is ending the combustion Macan and going electric with the Macan name. It's been one of the brand's best-selling models since 2014. Over 800,000 units sold. I see a fair amount of Macans driving around here down on the south coast around Poole, and honestly, they are a very, very popular vehicle on the school run. I see a few of them. Now, last year, Porsche announced the latest Macan generation would be all electric. There were rumours about a gasoline version to reduce some of the risks to the business, depending on EV adoption in various places around the world. But at their press conference for their annual financial results, Porsche confirmed it stands by the decision to go all electric with the Macan. Currently, the gas engine Macan is still sold alongside the new electric version in some markets like the United States, but it will be discontinued next year. Here in Europe, I think we already stopped selling the combustion version of the Macan. Porsche did say that they will have a new combustion SUV in the works, which was previously not planned. Porsche were going to rush headlong into EVs, and they've gone, oh, hang on, some countries and territories are doing it at different speeds. We think we need to develop one final combustion SUV, but it will not be a Macan. Interesting. In the last financial year, EVs made up 27% of Porsche sales, with fully electric models at 12.7% last financial year. By 2025 year end, Porsche aims for EVs to be around 35% of sales and fully electric around 22%. Now, let me tell you about some of the special shows coming to your podcast feed. We will talk about Northvolt, which has now gone under in Sweden, filing for bankruptcy. And Tesla says they will double their US production over the next couple of years. They did that whilst using the White House lawn to turn it into a car dealership. It was all very tacky, but maybe that's my British sensibilities fine. Maybe my American viewers are like, yeah, that's fine. Like, we have like teleshopping and stuff. I don't want to be too snobby, but it would be like turning like number 10 Downing Street into, I don't know, selling Jaguars or something. You'd be like, all right, well, that's a bit too much. Anyway, and we'll do a special show on that because we'll look at the numbers and can Tesla redouble their production in the US? And why was the White House lawn being used to try and flog cars? We'll get into that in a separate podcast, probably in the next 10 to 12 hours or so by the time I write that and edit it and publish it. Finally, we're offering free home charging units. Not EV News Daily, but I'm just saying as an industry, we're offering free home charging units and finding that installing them is a key move to get people to go electric. According to a new study by Escalent, the report 2024 Charging Experience Deep Dive shows that some charging solutions boost consumer willingness. The study found that new car buyers, particularly those going EV for the first time, or EV intenders, I've never heard that phrase. I mean, it makes sense. I've heard EV curious. My friend Dimitri used to use the phrase EV curious all the time many years ago for people who are thinking about going EV, and I stole that. So I might steal EV intenders. That's a nice one. Would be most comfortable with the manufacturer installing its preferred level 2 home charger. People who haven't gone EV yet would want the manufacturer or the dealership represent the franchise dealership representing the OEM to look after installation of the home charger rather than the hassle of organising it independently. Even if you get some money to do that, they just want it done for them. Researchers found that 1,300 people asked in the United States, including more than 100 current EV owners and many more prospective buyers, found that it was a very clear view that they would like 71% of respondents would be more likely to go EV if the manufacturer said, we will manage the entire home charging setup. So maybe the car costs a little bit more, but we have our own electricians. We'll come round. We'll do the survey. If your panel needs an upgrade, we'll let you know the cost on that. So obviously that's something that car sellers, you know, dealerships haven't got into before, and OEMs. Some of them have tentatively done that more than others or so, but, you know, they haven't really had to say, well, if you can't find a petrol station, we'll come around to your place and draw you a map. So it's new territory, but it is a key finding. And I think that, you know, many of the dealerships and OEMs will be more than aware of their own data will have showed this. But by simplifying home charger installation, you can improve EV ownership and EV buying. And that's your podcast for today. Thanks for listening and thanks for supporting the show. Our premium partners, as always, are Porsche of the Village in Cincinnati, Audi of Cincinnati East, and Volvo Cars of Cincinnati East, National Car Charging on the US mainland and Aloha Charge in Hawaii, and Octopus Electroverse, global public charging made simple with one app and one map. Have a good one. See you tomorrow. Look out for those bonus shows. And remember, there's no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.
Menards Black Friday Sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details. Menards Black Friday Sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.